what not to do at hospitals, funerals, and memorial rides. In Motorcycle Club Chaplaincy, ministry around death, serious injury, funerals, and memorial rides is sacred work. These are emotionally heavy moments. They are also highly visible moments. People are grieving, watching, remembering, and trying to make sense of what has happened. Because these moments matter so much, it is important to talk clearly about what not to do. First, do not make the moment about yourself. Do not act like the tragedy gives you a platform. Do not use your visibility to sound impressive, overly spiritual, or important. Do not tell long stories to center your own role. And do not retell private grief later as ministry drama. Chaplaincy is not performance. Second, do not talk too much. At hospitals, funeral homes, and memorial rides, many people are already overwhelmed. Long explanations usually do not help. This is especially true right after a death or serious crash. People in shock often cannot process much. Proverbs 10:19 says, "In the multitude of words, there is no lack of disobedience, but he who restrains his lips does wisely." That is good grief ministry wisdom. Third, do not offer cliches. Avoid phrases like, "Everything happens for a reason." "At least he died doing what he loved." "God needed another angel." "This will all make sense someday." These statements often wound rather than comfort. They can feel shallow, minimizing, or careless. Grieving people usually do not need explanation. They need presence, truth, compassion, and room to mourn. Fourth, do not force prayer or scripture. Prayer is precious. Scripture is precious. But both must be handled with wisdom and consent. Do not assume every moment needs a public prayer. Do not start preaching in a hospital hallway. Do not read long passages just because silence makes you uncomfortable. Ask permission when appropriate. Keep care simple and fitting. Fifth, do not speculate. Do not guess why the crash happened. Do not repeat rumors. Do not discuss fault in emotionally raw settings. Do not become the carrier of half-known information. In motorcycle communities, rumor can move fast. A chaplain must be a trustworthy presence, not a source of confusion. Sixth, do not ignore family dynamics. At funerals and memorial rides, grief is rarely simple. A widow may be numb. A former spouse may be present. Adult children may be angry. Club members may be grieving deeply too. Tension can rise if a chaplain assumes one group owns the grief and another does not. Wise ministry recognizes that different people carry different losses. Seventh, do not let a memorial ride become chaotic in the name of tribute. A chaplain should respect the meaning of memorial events without glorifying recklessness, emotional pressure, or public conflict. A memorial is meant to honor, remember, and gather people in dignity. If emotions rise, the chaplain helps lower heat, not increase it. Eighth, do not confuse your role. You are not the investigator. You are not the media spokesperson. You are not the family decision maker. You are not the club politician. You are not the person who must fix everyone's grief. You are a chaplain. That means presence, prayer by permission, careful words, grief awareness, dignity protection, and steady support. From the organic human's perspective, death and trauma affect the whole embodied soul. People may be shaking, numb, disoriented, exhausted, angry, and spiritually raw all at once. Ministry Sciences reminds us that grief can look messy. Some people cry. Some organize. Some go silent. Some get irritated. Some keep moving because they cannot bear to stop. So do not judge grief too quickly. Do not pressure tears. Do not pressure composure. Do not pressure spirituality. Stay calm enough to let people grieve as human beings before God. 2 Corinthians 1 says God comforts us in all our affliction, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction. Comfort is not control. Comfort is not noise. Comfort is not spectacle. At hospitals, funerals, and memorial rites, do not preach over pain. Do not rush sorrow. Do not spread rumor. Do not become a performer. Instead, be quiet enough to listen, wise enough to restrain yourself, and compassionate enough to protect the dignity of people in one of the hardest moments of their lives. That is faithful chaplain ministry.